11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and this is normally Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm just filling in for Andrew today, and if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Going to be high of 78, or sorry, it is 78 degrees, going to be a high in the upper 80s, almost 90 degrees. We are in a heat advisory. Could get heat index values of up to 100, 910. that's rough. We're going to go over some of the top national headlines here in just a minute. But first, update on the tropics. So there is a disturbance just at the southern tip of Texas right now that is not really moving a whole lot. It's about 75 miles off the coast of northeastern Mexico or southern Texas coastline. It could be a very short-lived tropical depression before it moves inland later this afternoon or this evening. So there's like a 50% chance it could develop into something, but then it's going to make landfall and then it'll fizzle out. And it's not going to come over our way at all. It's expected to go straight up through the state of Texas. So that's one disturbance out there. But then we have Tropical Storm Erin. And so Tropical Storm Erin is expected to become a hurricane at some point today. And then by Saturday, is it Saturday or Sunday? Let me look it back up again. By Sunday, it's expected to become a major hurricane, meaning a Category 3 or larger. Then, at one point, it showed it going through, like, the Bahamas. And after it went through the Bahamas, it could just pass the southern tip of Florida. Pass the southern tip of Florida and then go to, come into the Gulf. It no longer is showing that storm path anymore. Now it is showing that it would go to basically between the Bahamas and Bermuda, and it still may not even make landfall. It would likely just go to like in between the coastline of the United States and like Bermuda and just stay out there. Of course, this is a very slow-moving storm. So with slow-moving storms, you just kind of never know what they're going to do, right? It could indeed shift at any time and come back to towards the United States. It could head out and go right to Bermuda, or it could just kind of go in between and not touch anything, you know? So, but at least for us, at one point when we were watching this storm and wondering if it would come to us, unless something changes, it looks like we're going to be okay. And it's dramatically turned north, so I think we're going to be okay with that. So I want to give you an update on that. Some of the top headlines going on right now, to let you know, national headlines. Eric Trump has addressed the potential 2028 presidential run. President Trump himself stated that he believes somebody in his family could run in 2028. And so the buzz is that it must be Eric. Eric was the most active on the campaign trail for his father's run in 2016, as well as this last run. But Eric says, look, I got a great business I'm running. I have a young family, and politics is brutal. I don't think I would run. All right. Well, we've heard before many people saying they won't run, and they end up doing so afterwards. Anti-Trump podcast has stolen the top spot from Joe Rogan. It's called the Midas Touch. Now, they don't just... whenever you see the headline, and the headline's like, Anti-Trump podcast, it makes it sound like that's what the podcast is about. It's not. They talk about a bunch of things. Just every now and then, they talk about Trump. They're obviously not Trump fans, but they're not... It's not like the podcast is solely an anti-Trump podcast, just to clarify that. There is... where is this here? Oh, Pam Bondi, former Florida Attorney General, now United States Attorney General, has banned Washington, D.C.'s sanctuary status. So, you know, we're starting to see the president, we're starting to see Congress and everything getting a lot more involved with D.C. than what they had been in the past. And so now one of the things that they're doing is, no, you do not have sanctuary status. You have to follow the laws of the land. Going along with that, we have the, changing this one up. You know what? Yeah, we'll stick with Congress. The Jeffrey Epstein battle will probably continue in Congress when they return from their recess. There's more than one bill, and they're both bipartisan, that is trying to release the Jeffrey Epstein list. They also want to get witnesses who are victims from Jeffrey Epstein to come in and testify in front of Congress. So you're getting a pretty big push for when they return to try to get something done pertaining to that. Iran has shared an update on their nuclear enrichment program, and Europe has now issued a warning against them. I'll give you some more headlines right after Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Bobby. Looks like the front gate of NAS Pensacola is still backed up to about Central Avenue and South Navy Boulevard. So if you're headed to the base this morning, expect it to take a few extra minutes. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Foreclosures have skyrocketed in Las Vegas after a tourism slump. Goldman Sachs is warning of a stock market decline. They're saying the risk of a stock market decline has suddenly spiked. We also see vegetables have spiked in price, up 40% for vegetables, which I think, you know, a lot of us see that already. that's not a big surprise for a lot of us, right? Let's see here. Then we have, the Minnesota Vikings under attack, or under fire, not attack, under fire, being criticized for their recent revelation of male cheerleaders. No, we are not talking about the male cheerleaders like what you see on, like, University of Alabama or Florida State. You know, these kind of buff dudes who can hold a female cheerleader over his head with one arm. No, not those kinds of male cheerleaders. We're talking about the male cheerleaders who, trying to find the PC way of saying this, wish that they were the female ones. They're not trans. I don't want to say they're trans. I can't even say they're gay. They're clearly, like, they're one of the LGBTQ, RTS, XYZ. I don't know. They're something like that. But, so, yeah. So they revealed a couple of male cheerleaders who are, they're obviously trying to reach some sort of woke quota or something like that. And so, yeah, they're under fire, including from, I just went blank on his name. The guy who used to play Kevin Sorbo. He's come out and blasted him because I guess he was a Vikings fan and now he's not, or at least he's not happy with what's going on. And we've had quite a few texts about that throughout this morning that would say that it's a, saying that, you know, it's a lot of people have already left football, already left the NFL over some of the kneeling and the woke agendas and things like this, but now, like, this is just going to scare even more people away, and maybe so. We'll see. I don't know how long they're going to hold these tiers. I don't know if this is like a publicity stunt thing where they're just doing it for one time, or if this is like a permanent thing. That'll probably make a difference in people's attitude as well. Texter here, Aaron is moving west northwest at 17 miles an hour. I wouldn't describe that forward movement as slow. It's pretty slow for a hurricane. And I mean, the fact that it's like it, we saw it way out there in the wet in the western part of Africa almost a week ago at this point, and it's still not even to the Caribbean yet. It's a pretty slow moving storm. So, and like it's almost to the Caribbean, and it's expected to only be like to the Bahamas in 3 days. It's kind of a slow moving storm. And so with the slow moving storm, the risk is a lot of temperature things can change. Lots of wind patterns can change and shift. And if it does that, then obviously we're, you know, we don't know where it will go after that. So that's the concern right there. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Ross. We've got to get a quick break. When we come back here, we'll get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. And plus, we want to get some random facts for you. And there's an interesting little angle pertaining to President Trump that I want to bring up. That's next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you. And the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day?" "Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered.
Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And, you know, one of the things that I was noticing, it was all the buzz about this summit, the Alaska summit. That's, you know, one of the big stories going on in the news right now. We've got this big Alaska summit and, you know, what do we do with this big Alaska summit at this point? You know, is it all for nothing? Is it just a hubbub? Is there going to be anything substantive? President Trump insists that he will know within the first few minutes whether or not this is going to be a substantive meeting or not. And then you know, we'll go from there. More than half of Americans in a recent poll lack faith in anything progressing in this Russia-Ukrainian war from the Alaska meeting. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, thanks, Bobby. Looking at I-10 eastbound and mile marker 28, looks like there is a roadblock that they're reporting. It's right near Milton, so be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Join the Gulf Coast Kids House for brunch and bubbles Sunday, October 26th at Portofino Island Resort. Presented by Sandy Sansing Dealerships, this premier brunch event raises funds to support Gulf Coast Kids House in serving child victims of abuse and neglect. Tickets and sponsorships are available at gulfcoastkidshouse.org/events. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, of course, President Trump headed to Alaska today to meet with Vladimir Putin. He's not giving any hints on possible deals he may have in mind. Reports have been rampant regarding Russia-Ukraine land swaps and the possibility of the U.S. offering Russia a rare earth mineral deal if it were to lead to peace. FBI Director Kash Patel says 45 arrests were made in Washington, D.C. during their federal crackdown on crime, according to a social media post. From the FBI director, President Trump's increased law enforcement presence led to 29 immigration-related arrests, as well as 16 tied to violent crime in Washington. And Air Canada grounding all flights ahead of a potential flight attendant strike over the weekend. The airline scaling up their cancellations each day, which will result in a total shutdown by Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too. Somebody was saying, I hope you don't have any flights from Air Canada. Well, we don't have Air Canada out of this airport. I mean, of course, you can make a connection and get somewhere else, but I think we should be okay over here. But, yeah, that would stink if you got some sort of flight planned and then all of a sudden they go on strike and it could affect all of your plans. So definitely keep our eye on all of that. Thank you very much, David. This week in science, would you use toothpaste made out of human hair? A study found that toothpaste made out of human hair coats your teeth to mimic your natural enamel and protect them better. Yeah, it could actually hit stores within the next 2 years, but it sounds like they might use wool for the final product because it has the same type of protein that hair has. So weird, but okay. I mean, if it protects your enamel, then go for it, right? Then let's see here. Oh, in AI news. It seems like AI is in the news every day for something. Well, in AI news here, the newest version of ChatGPT is facing a bunch of backlash. People are not happy with it. So much so that OpenAI had to go ahead and re-add the old version of ChatGPT for users to be able to use that as an option if they wanted to, because they were not happy with the new version. Then, speaking of AI, AI has now designed a new version or a new antibiotic that is expected to be able to beat the strain, the STD strain of super gonorrhea. That's right. Super gonorrhea is antibiotic resistant, and AI has created an antibiotic that can beat it. Pretty crazy. Wow. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi.
News. I'm CJ Papa. No understatement from President Trump posting two words on Truth Social earlier: high stakes. Fox's Peter Ducey in Anchorage, Alaska, ahead of the president's summit with Russian President Putin.
Today is going to be the best chance that a U.S. president has had in 3+ years to do what President Trump says is the number one goal today, and that is stop the killing in Ukraine.
Wheels up for Air Force One, the president on his way to the frontier state. California Governor Gavin Newsom denouncing ICE for making arrests outside his anti-Trump rally in Los Angeles.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under.
Well, the governor also wants to redraw congressional maps in the Golden State to counter the push by Texas Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, sunny and 78 degrees on a Friday morning. Of course, we've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis opening a new immigration detainment center in North Florida. He says that'll house about 1,300 people.
We are calling this the Deportation Depot. It is going to be located here at Baker Correctional Institute. And again, the reason of this is not to just house people indefinitely. We want to process, stage, and then return illegal aliens to their home country.
Governor DeSantis says there's a demand with up to 100,000 illegal immigrants in Florida alone on removal orders. This comes about a month after Southern Florida's Alligator Alcatraz Detention Center opened, pointing to the success of that facility. DeSantis said more migrants are opting for voluntary departure, which means a free plane ticket home. A Pensacola woman's been sentenced to 220 days in jail for her role in an adoption deception scheme. 31-year-old Shenariel Johnson pleaded no contest to charges of adoption deception and petty theft after working with Gulf Coast Adoptions to arrange an adoption for her unborn child. A family in Virginia, which was matched with Johnson, reportedly spent over $12,000 on expenses related to that adoption, but then Johnson didn't notify them of the birth until a week later, continued soliciting money. The judge ordered her to pay restitution, and there's a hearing scheduled next month to recover nearly $10,000 that is still unaccounted for. Despite the ordeal, the adoptive couple was able to complete a different adoption process with another agency. Well, a tragic murder-suicide in Daphne has claimed the lives of four people. Baldwin County Sheriff's deputies were called to a home on Sable Court in Daphne about 4 a.m. Thursday after a family member had some concerns about possible self-harm or domestic violence.
That's the thing. This is a very religious family. I think talking to the neighbor, you'll see that they were a very social, friendly group of people that lived here. Great kids. There's a shock to everyone.
Sheriff Anthony Lowry, four bodies were found in the home. They were Kenny Smith, Larica Smith, and their two children, 15-year-old Christian and 11-year-old Kinsley. They were all dead from gunshot wounds. Lowry says Kenny shot his family before taking his own life. Neighbors just saying they're in shock, describing the family as friendly and involved in their community. Well, a local seafood restaurant that's been a mainstay in town for a long time is closing up shop next month. Captain Joey Patty's Seafood Restaurant on Garden Street. They made this announcement this morning or yesterday on social media. They say it's just not economically feasible for them to continue offering customers a great value at their current location. They do say they're looking for a new location, but probably won't move right away. The restaurant plans to close up on September 6th. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, David. Traffic is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Hamilton Bridge Road at Richardson Street in Santa Rosa County. Be aware of that. Also, a vehicle crash, US 90 and North Airport Road in Milton. Use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies with a chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Saturday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this nice weather around through Sunday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77. We've got, looks like, mostly sunny skies this morning. News Radio 92.3 currently asking for listener input on our news and our programming. If you'd like to help, visit newsradio923.com. Join our listener advisory board. Your input will help shape our news and our programming. 7:36, our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Beer makers face a clouded outlook as spending pressures weigh on consumption habits. Carlsberg CEO said drinkers are increasingly opting for premium or economy alternatives over core beer brands. Preferences for at-home consumption are also gaining ground as bars and restaurants continue to increase the price of a pint. Shein's UK arm generated more than $2.7 billion in sales in 2024. This is up more than 32% year over year. The company highlighted several milestones during the year, including the opening of new offices in King's Cross and Manchester. Shein flagged that weaker consumer confidence from higher inflation and living costs could weigh on sales. SoftBank said that payments app operator PayPay Corporation has applied to list American Depositary Shares in the U.S. The company added that the exact schedule, size, and price for the public listing have yet to be determined. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 11, the NASDAQ down 2. That's your money now.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
You know, for 55 years now, Peden has been helping people solve all kinds of problems to the complicated mechanical or semi-mechanical systems that are inside of their home. You know, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, the stuff that's just kind of difficult and it really takes an expert to repair. For more than 55 years, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Fort Walton, Destin, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Pensacola, and everywhere in between. In fact, just last year, they expanded all the way to Mobile, so across the state lines. And one of the things they do is they'll show up on time, they'll be professional, they'll install high-quality products the right way the first time, and they will stand by that installation 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Now, it is warm, and it is getting warmer, and for this month, the deal is very simple. If you'd like to get a new air conditioning system because you're concerned about the real heat that's coming, $1,000 off any new air conditioning system right now. And special financing does apply. There are some restrictions, so you might want to ask about that. But get $1,000 off a new AC system right now with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades.
eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this morning. You can weigh in by texting 850-437-1620. It's about 80 degrees already here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of close to 90 today with heat index close to 110. So it's going to be a hot one. We are in a heat advisory today because of this heat. We got your next traffic update here in about 4 minutes. I want to hit a couple stories here. There's an object, an interstellar object, that's zipping through our solar system at 130,000 miles per hour. And this makes it the fastest we've ever tracked anything. It's moving about 36 miles every second. And a Harvard astronomer stated that he feels like we should send a message to it. It's probably some sort of alien spacecraft. Yeah, Harvard astronomer thinks it's aliens, yeah. So he says we should beam them a short message. His suggestion? Hello, welcome to our neighborhood. Peace. What would be your suggestion if we were going to have a interstellar message? Hello, welcome to our neighborhood. Assuming they could even understand anything we were going to send to them. That's the thing. Like, okay, they wouldn't even, would they even understand anything? But if they could, what would be your message? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. COVID-19, oh wait, I got another story. Where was it? No, that's the one. All right, COVID-19. I had a few people tell me last week that we're having a COVID spike. And after that, I noticed this past week, I started seeing more people wearing masks again. And I was like, oh, maybe we are having a COVID spike. Let me look up the data. So I looked up the data. Florida's COVID-19 deaths have topped 1,200. 1,201, actually. And so I was like, oh, okay, 1,200 deaths. That's a lot from COVID-19. Where exactly, you know, does that stand compared to like a year ago, for example? So I looked it up. A year ago, 2024, we had a total of 6,025 deaths a year ago. Oh, so we are significantly lower than what we were even last year. And last year was down from 2023, which was 8,400. And of course, is down from, you know, this peak in 2021, 2023, 2022. And all that, where we had, you know, 30,000 and 20,000 and stuff. So yeah, we're people are like, we have a COVID spike. I'm like, oh, we do? Okay, well, let's check it out. Oh yeah, sure. We're 16, 17, 20% less than what we were a year ago. Like, we're gonna finish out this year probably less than 2,000 COVID deaths. So that's going to be 20% of last year's. I don't know what. I don't know. Why do people do that? You know, we're having a COVID spike. We got to watch for the new COVID. It's just because of the fear from what happened last time. Do they not know the actual data? And somebody just tells them something, or they read something, or some news thing comes out and says it, and then they just regurgitate it. Like, it doesn't take very long to just look up the data and then look at past data and figure out what it is. Just saying. Just, I don't know why it seems to happen like this. Bobby, don't you know that all aliens speak English, especially the ones that are coming over our border? Oh, youch. That's good. Let's see here. Plot twist. It turns out to be a chunk of interstellar blue ice. Uh-huh. Now, we'll have to see. As a text, any species smart enough to have figured out interstellar travel would know what we're transmitting. So we should ask them to share the tech. Oh, okay. Good point. Because I was saying, I don't, what's the point in sharing a message? They're not going to understand it. And we could share it out. We could share the message in every language known on Earth, which is thousands, and probably a pretty good chance that they still wouldn't understand any message that we try to send to aliens. But good point. If they have figured out interstellar travel, they probably have a way to translate. Huh. Very, very possible. I would send them, help, crazy liberals have overrun our big cities. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, thank you. Blue ice is lavatory waste. Okay. That's not nice. Then let's see here. More people have died from E. coli from Chipotle, and people still eat there. No precautions needed. No mask. Yeah, that's funny. If they knew the actual data, they'd know the masks don't do anything. Well, there's that too. Whatever is flying around up there, if it lands, the Democrats are already ready to give it free education, free housing, free food, free everything, and the right to vote. Yeah, there we go. Petco Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Bobby. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Hamilton Bridge Road and Richardson Street in Santa Rosa County. Also, a vehicle crash, US 90 at North Airport Road in Milton. Use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. So I saw this story here, big earlier in the week. It was all the buzz about alligator Alcatraz, the state's holding center for immigrants in an isolated airstrip in the Florida Everglades. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday that there's a new facility that will be added. It will be at Baker Correctional Institution, a state prison about 43 miles west of Jacksonville. It's expected to hold 13 immigration detention beds, but could it be expanded up to 2,000? And so Governor DeSantis says there is demand for this, and I'm confident it will be filled. Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem has trumpeted Governor DeSantis, saying Florida's partnership is a model for other state-run holding facilities. So there we go. We're going to get another one that's going to be up and running. And this one's going to be called, and so the other one's Alligator Alcatraz. This one's going to be Deportation Depot. There you go. And I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of hubbub and upset people over this one too. Continue on here. We're talking about this interstellar object flying through our solar system, 130,000 miles per hour. A Harvard astronomer says he thinks it's aliens and we should send them a message. And I was saying, what do you think of this? Is it Texan, texts? Missile guidance system has acquired target. Oh, yeah, that's what you think? Maybe that'll get them to go away. Can we get a Corvette No, that's the wrong thing. Slow down, arrive alive. Oh, that's funny. I like that. The message we send to them, slow down, arrive alive. Going 130,000 miles per hour. That's hilarious. As a text, watch all the old sci-fi movies. Don't trust the aliens, but nevertheless, aliens will take over the Earth. Yes, that's about what happens. One more story here, and we'll get a quick break. Florida has banned the kratom compound 7-OH and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug. Now, kratom is sold in gas stations, vape shops, convenience stores all across the nation. Kratom is, so actually kratom is a plant related to the coffee plant. It's been used for years, from everything from pain relief to mood enhancement. Kratom is still going to be available, but there's a concentrated component of kratom called 7-hydroxymetidinin or something like that, also known as 7-hydroxy or 7-OH. That concentrated component of kratom has now been banned and classified as a Schedule I drug, which is equivalent to like LSD and heroin. There's many people who have claimed that it's extremely addictive. Owner of Prestige Medical, Brian Norris, according to WEAR News, says that a third of patients have become addicted to 7-OH. And so now the Attorney General for the state of Florida has had an emergency ban on the sale of 7-OH, effective immediately. Alex Andrade, our state representative here in Pensacola, isn't convinced that the Attorney General's emergency ban was needed or fair. Quote, from my understanding, there's no incidences of death from the product that they banned yesterday. While you know it's possible there might be some incidences of abuse of the product, I've heard nothing from any healthcare provider about instances going up that would justify this kind of unilateral emergency action. End quote. Well, all right, maybe next legislative session this will become an issue. We'll have to see. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Last couple of texts here pertaining to the interstellar object flying through space. Speed limit, 15 miles per hour. That would be 15 MPS. That would be miles per second. Yeah, we send them a message like, you guys are going way too fast. Send space object a smiley face. Better than words. Yeah, I like that one. It could be the return of Jesus. All right, there you go. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's get a quick break. We'll come back here. I got some random facts for you and today in history. Stick around.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, so we've got a new advertiser on the program, and I'm so excited about them because I think it can really solve a problem for you. Hopefully you don't have, but that we will all as homeowners have eventually. If you need a new roof, who do you call? Well, it's hard to know, right? Because it's just, I mean, this is a difficult thing to figure out. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward, the owner, sat down with him the other day and met him and toured their facility and saw the warehouse. They actually built a warehouse because when they were dealing with Sally, they ran into some logistical trouble and, you know, couldn't get certain things. And they thought, well, let's avoid that problem in the future. Let's create a warehouse so that we have the resources we need. We've got a bunch of jobs going on all around town. Let's create mobile distribution centers and vans so that we can basically bring products to our guys working in the field, and then we can scan everything in and out from the van so that we have inventory control so we know exactly what things were used on every single project based on the scan. I mean, that level of attention to detail and logistical improvement makes them very efficient, but also they're just persons. You know, they're here in the community supporting local youth sports, supporting local charitable organizations like Art Gateway, and just trying to do whatever can be done to be good citizens in the community. 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, news with Andy McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. We were talking about this, intergalactic, interstellar object flying through our solar system, and kind of related to that, we got Representative Anna Paulina Luna, Republican from right here in Florida, was on the Joe Rogan podcast on Wednesday, and she said that lawmakers have seen evidence of interdimensional beings. She said, I think that they can actually operate through the time spaces that we currently have. And that's not something I came up with on my own. That's based on the stuff we've seen. That's based on the information we've been told. So, okay. Back in February, Luna, as well as Representative James Comer, sent letters to Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and CIA Director John Ratcliffe requesting a briefing on all records in their possession related to unidentified anomalous phenomena with the goal of delivering transparency to the American people. She says through the investigation, she's discovered otherworldly information. Dun, dun, dun. So I'm sure we'll get some more of that information. Of course, the Pentagon did finally admit, last year, maybe 2 years ago, that they do have evidence of what they would identify, claim to be unidentified flying objects. That there's things that they cannot explain that were flying around that they've encountered over and over and over. So, yeah, there is that as well. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew Kay. Get traffic on the fives.
Still just looking at that one area. Vehicle crash with injuries. US 90 at North Airport Road in Milton. Use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. So, some random facts here for you. No one is sure where the word dog came from. A linguist says dog only became a standard term within the past 500 years or so. Before that, a dog was used as an insult directed at people. Centuries ago, hound was the main common term for the domestic canine. And we know that word came from the English word, old English word, hund. The first in-flight movie ever was from a movie called Howdy Chicago. Howdy, Chicago. It was back in 1921, and it was a silent movie that they showed. That's kind of crazy. When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they almost called the original Everest, but they didn't want to fly over Mount Everest to take a photo for the cover. So it's just easier to walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road, and that's why it became Abbey Road. Kind of cool right there. And then finally, almost all mammals, including humans, pee for the same amount of time. That's right. We urinate an average of 21 seconds. Different species all have different sized bladders, but it's compensated for the flow or by the flow. Interesting. Today in history, got a few things here for you. In 1877, Thomas Edison wrote a letter to the president of the telegraph company and said that when answering the telephone, you should use hello. That would be more appropriate than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion of ahoy. That's right. We almost were in a society where we all talked like pirates every day. Ahoy there, matey. That would be kind of cool to just answer the phone, ahoy. Ahoy. Also related to Edison, in 1899, 22 years later, Henry Ford quit Edison's company to start his own car company. That's right. 1914, the Panama Canal officially opened. In 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered. In 1969, Woodstock began, which had over 400,000 people attend. And in 1995, Air France's Concorde flew around the world in 31 hours, 27 minutes, and 49 seconds. So pretty cool little deal right there. Some crazy stories here for you. A 44-year-old guy in Tanzania was surprised to discover he'd been living with a large knife in his chest for 8 years. He had a sharp pain in his chest, finally went to the doctors for it after a couple of years, and they discovered it through x-rays that he had a knife in his chest. Turns out he actually had a fight 8 years earlier and knew he got stabbed, but I guess the doctors in Tanzania never checked to see if there was anything left, like any objects were left. And so, sure enough, the knife was lodged inside of his chest. That's crazy. 6 in 10 Americans say that they're going into debt for their kids. For their kids. Oh, boy. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 923. WNR.